did that change the original 65 and 35? Or is those other percentages in addition to something? I'm probably not asking that more clearly. I'm trying to figure out how to ask it more clearly. Let's say it's 50-50. Uh-huh. Okay?
Okay.
So you got 50% here and 50% here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you take this 50%, now you got a new 100% of that 50%, right?
Right.
So then are those assisted calls 50-50 of that 50? Or are they 50-50 of the two original 50s?
It's looking at it just two different ways. You know, I see what you're saying, but it's looking at it as if you want to take it the direct way, they went directly there, but they may have then gone somewhere else.
Of the calls that went somewhere else,
that is included
in the original numbers.
Into, yes.
I guess if you use actual numbers, 1,000, they get 1,000 calls.
Mm-hmm.
500 calls went to Branson, 500 calls went to mm-hmm. Sheriff's Department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Sheriff's Department calls,
mm-hmm.
50% of those went back to Branson.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another 250.
Mm-hmm.
So 250 calls went to Branson. That made it actually 750 as opposed to mm-hmm. 500.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or is it, instead of 500 calls, it was 505 calls mm-hmm. versus 495 or
right. So that's
which one's accurate?
That's why I like to use the assisted.
I understand that, but forget about percentages, actual numbers, 1,000, let's say 1,000 calls.
Right.
500, 500.
Mm-hmm.
250, 250.
Mm-hmm.
Did those extra 250 go over? Or was it no, it took that 1,000 original calls and made it 505 to 495?
Right.
Which one? I'm asking you a question. I'm giving you two different things. Does anybody else understand what I'm asking? Do you guys? I mean, I'm not trying to be...
No.
It's kind of like, it goes back to the... What was it? 15%, so it would be 30% of the half. It kind of goes back to that.
Yeah. If they answer...
Here's why I'm asking. If we're going to look... I'm leaning towards looking at what's... Just the distribution of calls.
Right.
Because it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to make sure that those numbers are accurate. So that's why I'm trying to figure out if it's... And I just don't know. I don't know how to get that data.
Right.
Presiding Commissioner.
Do you want to come up to the mic here and identify yourself?
Jamie may want to come up too.
I'm sorry. My name's Harold Clements. I'm the communications supervisor for the City of Branson. Okay. I just wanted to see if I could help clarify just a little bit on calls for service.
You said Clements?
Yes. She's talking about the 911 calls, and I think what Brandon was trying to get through, or Mr. Williams, I'm sorry, was trying to get through was which percentage actually goes to which agency and which calls for service. One of the things you might do, just as a thought, is to compare calls for service for each agency based on fire and for police, either one. I know that through Branson, as a total, CAD calls that we opened last year.
When you say CAD calls, what does that mean?
That we're open anytime we answer a phone call or anytime we have any kind of an incident at all. We open through the CAD system. Now, we open those up. So far this year, we've had 77,000. Or I'm sorry, 7,764. Last year we had 19,126. As for actual calls that the police department went on, sorry, I'm looking at the numbers. I'm sorry, that was the total police numbers. Anytime we assign a police officer to a call, we had 19,126. The CAD calls last year were 29,256. For the fire department, we had 4,428. So far this year, we've had 1,700 calls, 1,780 to be exact, as of May 31st. The thing is with 911 calls, whenever they come into a PSAP, we don't have as many cell phone towers inside the city limits. We've only got four that I can think of right offhand inside the city limits that hit off of. As for in the county, they've got, I'm not sure exactly how many. I could probably try to look the number up. But if someone calls from a cell phone call, and most of the cell phone, or most of our calls anymore are from cell phone, whichever tower is the closest or whichever tower has the ease of existence to it, it will go there first. So, I mean, a lot of the calls, there is no way to track for what you were asking, I think, was which agency answers and how many percentage ways goes which direction. I contacted CenturyLink. I was trying to get an exact on that of how many Taney transfers to us and how many we transfer to Taney. So I could get you a percentage, but I was advised this morning that I could not get that. Our new system that we are getting, the new Viper, will hopefully fix that issue that we are having. I don't know whether I just made that a lot worse or a lot better. I'm just trying to make it a little clarification for you.
Well, I think we have... I don't have a clue.
Well...
But here's what I see. I don't know what you guys are thinking.
But that... Let me clarify something.
Okay, clarify something.
For what he was talking about, and a lot of what he was talking about was calls for service, and while that has a play in a lot of that, that isn't 911 calls. So we have to clarify the fact that when a 911 call comes in, we pay for 911 calls coming in, not all calls for service.
I was just using it as a reference point so you could understand of.
Yeah.
We roughly take in over 100 calls a shift just on regular landlines. That is not including cell phones. I mean, not including 911. We run a very large number through that. And I'm not trying to blow our numbers up or anything like that. I'm just, I was
so
going to...
So the 29,256...
That is just how many... That is not the exact amount of phone calls we open. That is just CAD incidents that we open.
So that's not necessarily calling 911.
No, that is not. And I'll clarify that. That is not. The 911 calls, as they come in, my concern is the differences of it. There is no way to purposely the exact number from Taney to us and back to them. Do we run a lot of them like that? Because I do sit in the room all the time, too. It is all the time. It is. We work as a team with Taney County and TCA as 911, and it's all the time back and forth. Without an exact way to keep the numbers.
We have two PSAPs, and then Taney, the ambulance district, say backup PSAP, right?
They're called secondary PSAP. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As far as the new equipment, is
it's going to be located at all three PSAPs.
I understand that. Who's paying for all that? I forget.
We are paying for
half
of all of it.
Are we paying the lion's share? Mm-hmm. We're paying for half?
We're paying for half of all of it.
But that's even at the main, back at wherever the multi-county...
Correct. We're paying for half of all of the Taney County costs, and then each PSAP is paying for half of their cost at their PSAP.
And are we taking that out of the 911 fund?
Yes.
Have we taken that into consideration in negotiations with the Sheriff's Department and with City of Branson?
That is why I'm concerned about the 911 funds in this whole procedure, because I don't want to reduce us down to nothing because we still have to operate. And that's the only...
Because that's also what we pay your office out of, correct?
Yes. And that's also what we have to pay the networking costs and everything. And so it's not only paying for the five people what has been in all the previous contracts since 1993.
We raised it, what was it? It used to be, was it 9% or 10%? We raised it to 12.5%. We can legally go up to 15%. What was the?
It's 15% now.
Do we go
to
15%?
We went to the max.
Yeah, it's at the max now.
On the landline.
Yes.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's at that 15%. We can't go any further unless we were to go to some other funding mechanism. But at this point, my concern is to make sure that we have money to do everything we need to do, and obviously we have to pay for equipment. We have to meet our obligations for the networking costs, and we need to pay for the services that we contract with. So that's my only concern. And then,
Mr. Clements, we really appreciate it. And
I was just
working together.
Absolutely.
Oh, you can stay there unless he makes you, though.
He's kind of making
two seats.
He's kind of worried about him sometimes.
I'm actually a nice guy. If I could, Jeff Matthews, police chief in Branson. A couple of things. We were made aware of this contract renewal process Friday afternoon. And so we've been scrambling trying to understand what the issues are. The one question that I still have, I have no answer to it, is how many calls go into the Taney County 911 that are transferred to Branson? And I think that's the discussion that was had earlier. And I don't know that. And the numbers that Harold put out were kind of confusing. So I've looked at just calls through the 911 when you back out all of the officer-initiated, all of the walk-ins, all of that. He gave a number of 29,000. We roughly average about 11,000 911 dispatched calls to the police department annually. And then to the fire department, about 4,400 911 calls dispatched. So when you take what comes in through the Taney County, those are the ones that we handle in Branson, about 11,000 on the police side, about 4,400 on the fire side. So when you talk, commissioners, about the percentage, I don't understand the percentages because I don't know how many are actually transferred after the initial call comes into Taney County because of a cell tower to the Branson 911 system. The
11,000, that's total dispatch 911 calls, regardless if it came through.
No matter where it came from.
No matter
where
it came from. That's yes, do we know what the Sheriff's Department's dispatch 911 calls are?
Dispatched?
Yeah.
I do not know.
I'm assuming that's probably the numbers we need to know to give us, that way we're talking the same language.
Right. And there again, you use the word dispatched, and we have, over the years, used the term dispatched and the term call takers, because in the 911 world, and what we've always, 911 funds have been used to take the calls, and that's where we've drawn kind of the five people from. Is we've paid for them. We've paid for five people to take the calls, and
not necessarily a dispatched amount.
Exactly.
So you're saying just because they don't dispatch doesn't mean it's still not a cost to us because they called 911.
Right. And so.
Well, then I'm assuming you guys have those numbers as well. I'm assuming they would keep, there would be a way to have a database of, this is how many people called 911.
That's
the numbers that we had down
see,
there.
See, and that's why I have the calls taken stats.
Okay.
And I don't have the
but
dispatch stats.
That's to the 911, not to the 334 or whatever it is, or the 546,
correct.
Whatever it is. Okay.
Correct. That's why I have always kept the calls taken stats, and I don't have dispatch stats because that's been their portion of it, and
here's
that's
the problem
not
I
been
see.
A function of 911.
Here's the problem I see. We need, in my opinion, we need to make sure it's fairly distributed, and it probably needs to be done based off of call volume. I don't have a clue what the call volume is. I don't know that it's right for the county to be paying more to an entity just because they pay their employees more. So don't use us to subsidize. Don't, when I say us, don't use county funds to subsidize salaries.
I'll go back to your original statement.
Well, real quick, let me so now that being said, the argument's going to be where's the population density that has landlines that's still paying into the taxes? But then it goes back to what we always say about we're all one county and the city limits of Forsyth Branson, Hollister, they're all...